Man who identifies as woman charged with indecent exposure after using women's changing room. By Spencer Lindquist on February 9, 2023. A man who identifies as a woman has been charged with indecent exposure after he used women's changing rooms at an Ohio YMCA. Rachel Glines, who changed his name from Darren, is now facing multiple indecent exposure charges after repeatedly stripping in a women's changing room at a Xenia, Ohio YMCA, including when there were minors present. Glines was the subject of several complaints from women in both 2021 and 2022. Glines, who is 31 years old, faces three separate indecent exposure charges. City Council President William Urschel discussed the details of some of the allegations at a meeting, where he told of the woman who complained, saying, "So she went to the front desk and said, 'Hey, I don't know if you know what's going on. But there's a naked man in there.'" Urschel explained that the woman who complained was informed, "No, this is actually a woman, and that you shouldn't be disturbed by this." He also explained that the woman's husband, a local pastor, sought answers from the YMCA before being told that they allow for gender self-identification in order to comply with state laws. Although sex is a protected characteristic in Ohio, there is currently no comprehensive definition of the term in the state's constitution, Urschel added. Meanwhile, some localities have implemented their own anti-discrimination laws. Dayton, Ohio's statute currently uses a definition of sex that includes a broader meaning that encompasses both sexual orientation and gender identity. Urschel went on to note that Xenia may enact its own definition of sex for the city limits. In November 2022, Mark Atherton, a Christian minister and husband of one of the women involved, wrote a blog post about the ordeal. In other words, "And these are my words, men with gender confusion who feel like a female will be able to enter and use restrooms, locker rooms, and showers alongside women and vice versa," one part of the post read. Another portion of Atherton's post read, "Please understand that the problem is not with the gender-confused person. It's with the YMCA, and with society as a whole, who won't give these people the truth." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.